the Minister for Finance has talked about removing another $2.5 billion out of the economy. What do you feel about that?
Our worry was that it would be larger than that. Clearly, we still have a huge concern that $2.5 billion of an adjustment through either cuts in public services or income supports or increases in charges or taxes is a concern for the people that we're assisting, both families and individuals. It looks like there's still going to be a very large chunk coming out of the social protection budget. What we've heard at this stage, just a week out from the budget, is that things like child benefit might be safeguarded, pensions might be safeguarded, but what that means is that other things are going to be sliced. We don't know what they are, whether it's the headline welfare rate for people of working age. Many of those people are carers, lone parents. Many of those people are trying to look for work and can't. And if that rate is cut, then that means a wholesale reduction in the standard of living and indeed the ability for people to make ends meet. For others, it might be that they are no longer eligible for an entire payment. So if the rates are protected but eligibility is changed, you have people literally falling off a kind of a fiscal cliff, like the way the Americans are talking about right now, where people were this week eligible for a range of supports. Next week or come the 1st of January, according to the changes, you may see people who are no longer eligible for a full rate or a half rate of social welfare or certain parts of that payment, or they may be going without the payment because they're above certain income thresholds.
And John Mark, the reality is, though, when you look at the likes of the journal.ie, which ran a vox pop the other day through its website, you know, they had nearly, I think, 4,000 respondents, and 57% had respondents saying that they had at least once defaulted on a payment for their energy bills.
That resonates with what we found. The vast majority of people that we are assisting are clearly coming to us because of financial problems, because they're living on a low income. It's either been low for many years through social welfare recipiency, or they have lost their job or lost hours in their work in the last 5 or 6 years. And as a result, they are struggling to pay for energy costs.
But it isn't just people who've lost work or lost jobs. People who are holding down reasonably respectable jobs, they seem to be the ones at the coalface of struggle. Would you feel the same way about that?
Well, the majority of people that we assist are on some kind of social welfare payment, adult social welfare payment. So what we have seen in the last 5 or 6 years is an increase in those people coming to us that may never have come to us before, that may have been donors before. And as a result of that, we're seeing a difference in the client groups or the client, the people that seek our assistance. And as a result of that, we need to find different ways to assist people. People have got more complex needs because maybe they've larger debts than the people we assisted, say, 5 or 10 years ago. Like 5 or 10 years ago, we were looking at helping people that were struggling but may not have big historical debts or mortgages that were out of control.
Specifically, I mean, taxation has been very hard on people, specifically with regards to property taxes come in now, water charges are coming in, and people are really pushed to their edge. What do you feel about that?
I think it's more the indirect taxes, which are quite high in Ireland, so VAT and excise, especially VAT. Now, I know there was a reduction in certain VAT lines to assist the hospitality sector. We believe that's coming to an end in Budget 2014. It's the charges as well that affect people. So I'm thinking in relation to, say, the health-related costs that people can pay up to €120 in drugs for any given month before they're given any kind of relief. That people, who even those who are on medical cards, have to pay a small charge for their drugs. So what we're most exercised about in that field is the indirect taxes that affect lower income people more. A greater proportion of their income is spent on VAT, and a greater proportion of, you know, lower and middle incomes are spent on things like the health related costs, the school related costs. So that's the biggest kind of concern for ourselves. mean, when it comes to the other areas of tax, as unpopular as this might sound, they're only moving up towards a kind of a European norm. And I guess, and I guess where we're being bailed out by the big players like the IMF and the European Commission and the European Central Bank, it's only expected of us that our policies move towards a European norm if we're getting monies up front.
So, John Mark, just with regards to the credit unions survey, which came out and said that over 1 million people in the country wouldn't have €25 in their back pocket, what is the response of St. Vincent de Paul on that?
That study does point to the fact that many households are struggling. And in our experience, it's mostly families that are struggling, people of working age, and what they're spending their money on, or they're struggling to spend their money on and struggling to find the resources for, are things like energy costs, are things like food, and also education. And I'm thinking specifically there, costs associated with going to school.
So are we teetering towards a very chronic situation, or are we at the precipice yet, or where are we at? Because, I mean, 1 million people with less than €25 in their back pocket, if that's correct, is quite serious.
From our own perspective, we've been in a chronic situation, I think, for the last 4 years, which has deepened in the last two to three years.
So the if you take it and the analogy, the patient is in intensive care at the moment. How do we move the patient out of intensive care, do you feel?
What we've been saying over the summer, and it's been part of a wider public-facing campaign, an online campaign, has been to say, to ask for an end to austerity, and to say that the people that we assist and those in similar circumstances, whether they're families or individuals, have had enough. They've had enough of the cuts. They've had enough of the threats to their services. And it's our analysis that when government make cuts in each of those budgets, the hammer doesn't fall equally. That those most dependent on education and health supports, and those most dependent on the income supports that, you know, enable to people to stay in work, or enable people to buy the goods and services that they rely on and live life with dignity, they're under threat every time the budget comes round.